This last election chose 22 new governors, the most at once ever in American history. The National Governors Association just held a three-day training seminar for them in Austin, Texas, with 21 experienced governors there to give advice. Topics ranged from how to cope with budget shortfalls to how to save time for their families. NPR's Wade Goodwin has this report.
There is a collegiality between governors you just don't find in other political bodies. Liberal Democrat or the most conservative Republican, they're all captains of the same kind of ship, just differing sizes. There's a genuine sense of goodwill, and you can hear it in the conversations between governors. Listen in on this one between Don Ciccieri, the brand new governor of Rhode Island, and veteran Delaware Governor Ruth Ann Minner. Ciccieri is talking about how his city of Providence is doing.
A lot of good things have happened. The city's physically looking great. But like a lot of cities, it's got problems. We got a new mayor now, and he called me the other day. He started saying, I got issues.
I know.
I said, I know.
I think we all have that with our major cities. Wilmington, yeah. Which is mine, has the same sort of problems.
The National Governors Association began back in 1908 to discuss interstate water issues. And while it does a lot of lobbying of Congress, the governors say one of the most important services the association performs is the new governor's training seminar. Paul Patton is the governor of Kentucky and the current chairman of the association.
This is the most traumatic change that almost any individual would ever have to undergo. Few, if any, of these people have administered an organization with as large as a state government, with that many employees, that large a budget, that many different issues that they have to address.
Patton says the veterans try to teach the rookies several important lessons. First among them, your top administrative appointments will be the key to your administration's success or failure.
Well, while you have to be consistent with what you said in your campaign, you have to realize that you've got to get a strong administrative staff. And many times, people that are very good in the political arena might not end up having the administrative skills that it takes to make a bureaucracy respond.
The new governor's spouses are part of the seminar too, also trained by veteran spouses. Spouses are urged to be understanding of the suddenly enormous pressure their mates will now come under, but they are also advised that their marriages will work best if they are strong enough to hold their new governor accountable about spending time with his or her family. This pointed message is communicated to the new governors as well. And there are other unexpected but equally important nuggets of gubernatorial advice. John Engler of Michigan teaches that governors must be prepared for natural disasters before they happen.
Natural disasters are one of the things that can sink a governor and an administration faster than anything. And if you don't respond, if something happens and you're not there, you know, I think we had one candidate in this country probably lost the gubernatorial race this year because of how maybe the response was on, 911.
Engler urges that the new governors get into close relationship with their state relief agencies and the commanders of the National Guard before something horrific happens, when things are calm. For 3 days, the new governors soak up the received wisdom from their wily colleagues. Sonny Perdue, the rookie in Georgia, says the seminar is reassuring.
The best about it is the relationships and being able to develop relationships where you can call CEO to CEO and ask about particular things, and that's the best thing about it is you learn that you're not alone.
Remember Governors Ruth Ann Minner and Don Ciccieri? A little later in their conversation, Ciccieri, a businessman with no governing experience, worries out loud to Minner, who's been in politics for years, about the looming budget cuts he's going to have to make. Minner gives him some advice.
You know, I depend greatly on my cabinet secretaries and on their staff because they know what's happening out there in the agencies on the front line.
As Minner talked, Ciccieri listened intently, nodding occasionally. As the conversation ended, Minner patted Ciccieri on the arm and told him to phone if he ever needed help. As he turned to leave, Rhode Island's new governor smiled and said he'd probably be calling. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Austin.